Okay. Today we're going to discuss the Hagdara of the Psul of Zechila in Mikvos. And there's a lot to say. There will be other packets on this as well. But, okay. The Rashba in Torah Abayis. Has a chiddush. If you take a look on page 4, so we know there's a concept of zechila, and we have to see what that means. The Rash, the Rishonim have this notion that if there's a little crack in the mikvah, a leak in the mikvah, that's a zechila. Right? And that became normative halacha. Even though we'll see that there are Rishonim that say that maybe a mikvah is only pasul, v'zochlin, if basically it's like the mikvah is just flowing. It's like, you know, the classical case is when you have the snow is melting on the mountain and it's like rolling down, you know. So like the fall, you know. But maybe who said? That if basically your mikvah is closed in and you have a little crack, a little hole. So the Rash on the first page here was Mechadesh that's Zechila. That's how he learns Pshat on page 1. Notfin Sha'asa'an Zochlin. And he says, the Rash, no, this is the classic Mishnayos. You know, we all grew up with Mishnayos. So some of you grew up with the Kahati Mishnayos. And some of you grew up with the Bar Tanura Mishnayos. But the real Mishnayos is this. All that, all the Bar Tanura and the Kahati, and you know, there's a Siyata Dishmaya Mishnayos, you know, that's the people who can't look in the Zionist Mishnayos, so they made a non-Zionist Mishnayos. For Satmar, Siyata Dishmaya, Shmaya Greenbaum, Mishnayos. So they're all different. All those Mishnayos are all, condensations of condense what the real Mishnayos. The real Mishnayos is this. This is probably never looked in this. It's the Mishnas here, the Rambam, and the Rash. What did Kahati do? What did the Bar Tanura do? The Bar Tanura basically, he summarized the original Mefarshim. And then it became even too hard to learn the Bar Tanura. So then Kahati went ahead and he summarized the summary. So most people today are learning from a summary of a summary. But if you want to, this is if you don't get the Dalit. This has been made new copies of Dalit. But if you want to, the original hardcore learning of Mishnayos was the Rambam and the Rash. So, Rash Mishantz and the Rambam. So we're not going to go through the whole Mishnah. We're going to have a future packet on that. But the Mishnah says Notfim Shasol Zochum. So look at the second line here. On top. The top is the Rash. The Rambam is the thing on the... Kugon mikvah shenifrats al svaso umevav yotzim v'zochlin. Well, there's a pirtzit. There's a little crack, a little hole in the mikvah, and the water is coming out. So basically, your mikvah is stationary, but there's a crack. There's a crack, and it's leaking out. So that's how he says notfim, meaning notfim or it's rainwater. Sha'asa'an zochlin, that became zochel. So the Mishnah discusses, so what do? You have to stop it up. So the question of the Mishnah is whether you could stop it up with, what could you use? Maybe if something's Mekabel Tumah, it can't be used as the stopper. And that's the discussion. But that's for a separate time now. But our discussion today is how much leaking makes it possible. Because that's very, can come up a lot in a mikveh. You know, a mikveh is leaking. And it's a problem. And, you know, sometimes it takes time to get the construction person to fix it. And, you know, mikveh is not something you can say, oh, we're out of service for 2 weeks now. You know what I mean? It's not something that, you know, people don't want to, you know, you can't, you know. So if you're in the new tri-state area, so there's so many mikvehs around, so, okay. But if you're out of town, and there's, you know, basically one mikveh, and the next closest mikveh is about a 6-hour drive. So then you gotta know what's really pasul mikra din, and what's just a chumrah, and etc. Yeah.
The Rosh says
this
at the top, though. That's correct. He says about the spots.
Yeah.
The lipos.
Yeah.
So what, maybe if it's at the bottom, it's not considered.
So okay, so we're gonna have to talk in detail about what's that. Okay, but it's a crack. It's not that the whole mikveh now is like Niagara Falls. It's not like the whole mikveh is just gushing. It's, you know, you have some type of crack. So the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis says the following on page 4, the second line. He says, "Nirali shelo omru ella b'shenekev hamikva rochav shamayim yotzi mimeno niras zechilosim." You have to be able to see the zechila. It has to be near it. What we call in the poskim zechila hanikaris. But if you really can't tell that it's zochel, even though it is, maybe that's not called the zechila that the Torah asked. The kevin sheyotzim kol kachat shetira zechilasan dani oso kizochal mamish. In other words, the chiddush is that it's really not. It's really basically a stationary thing. But since, so if it's not even noticeable, you can't even tell. So then maybe we don't call that zechila. Hamikva mayim shenikev ma'at ad shelo yochil hamayim venotev ma'at ma'af v'cholav chozer ein ze nikra zochel. Shorei akarka, he says, because you say mikvah is dripping, you know, and it's diminishing, but you can't really tell. That's not called zochel. And his raya is shorei akarka, page 5, chelchuli mechalchala. In other words, the old mikvahs, it's not like today. You know, you have a fancy mikveh with way it's made. In other words, you had a hole in the ground, like Rav Shechter said. You had a hole in the ground, so it was karka. So of course the mikveh seep could seep in into the ground. So it is, but that zchila is ain't any keres, because when you have, if you would dig a ditch in the ground and you would fill it up with water. So in the course of time, it's diminishing because it's seeping into the ground. So what are you going to tell me that therefore it's pasul? No, then every mikveh will be pasul. Rav Chaim Kalman Klein pointed out, I put it in the future packet. You know, the Chasam Sofer makes a comment. It says, it says in Pirkei Avos. What's the relevance of Pirkei Avos here? Because in Pirkei Avos it says that as a compliment, boar sich ena ma'abed tipa. So it means you have a boar that sit. You have lime. You plastered it. Ena ma'abed tipa. But says the Chasam Sofer, The Torah says Ach Mayin Ubor Mikveh Mayin. It doesn't say Ubor Sid. That's the Chasam Sofer's word. It says Bor. It doesn't say Bor Sid. You don't need a Bor Sid. Maybe if you want to, for learning, it's good to be a Bor Sid Sheinim Apetipa. But for Mikveh, they just said a Bor. So that means you have a ditch in the ground, and it's Ma'amei Tipa. It's Ma'amei more than Tipa. But that's okay. That's okay. So that's what the Rashba says. Because every mikveh then should be possible. Again, they didn't have the construction that we have today of, you know, the fancy way it's, you know, it's done. Ain't a nikra zochel. Shere a karka chachuli mechalchel. A karka is, you know, holes in the ground. Umetatefes. V'nivloim amayim adma b'mkomon. V'afil hochi. Kosher. It's still kosher. V'shaninu mikveh shenimdod v'nimtza choser. Right? We have the Mishnah that says that you say you measured the mikveh, and now it doesn't have our barm saw. So now it's a problem. Kol tara shenasu al gabel mafreya tmeos. But say you measured it, and it still has our barm saw, so it's good. So why are you measuring it? Obviously, you're measuring it because it diminished. So if it diminished, that you don't have our barm saw, so now you have a problem. But there should be a problem even if it has Arbaim Saw. Because if it diminished, it was Zochel. Because it went in the ground. You see from here that it's Chil Shein and Ikeris is okay.
Could have evaporated too.
Evaporated too, that's true. It could have evaporated too, that's
maybe
true.
Was
that's true, that's true. Both things you're saying are true. Both things you're saying are true. So this became this Rashba. The Rashba, you know, a lot of times the Rashba says Chidushim, and some of his Chidushim we like, some of them, but he, you know, the Rashba, especially the Torah Habayis, is a prime sefer. Like, you can't not have a Torah Habayis. You have to know every Torah Habayis. So that's what he says. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Rashba. Take a look on page 7. Nun Alef, Reish Alef Nun Alef. Nikev a mikvah made me have note for ma'at ma'at, or nivloin bekarke ma'at ma'at, kosher, lefi she'ein zchiloson nikeres. That is the. It's not nikra. Okay, good. Okay, now, Rabosai, what I promised you today, if you remember on Thursday, we did the famous Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon's shita is what? That this psul of Zoichlin is not al Zoichlin, it's that the chisaron and the shir. That's the reverse. That's why he says that the two dinim are haba hatalia, the din of the shir, and the din that a mikveh has a shir, therefore it can't be bezoichlin. And a Mayan doesn't have a shear, so he says it's Haba Hatali. That's famous Vilna Gaon. He says it at the beginning, Sivkan Vav, then he says it by the Machloikis, whether Zchila Mala Mi Mem is a problem. And now he's going to say it the third time. Rabbi Hill Goldberg Sefer points it out. Okay, so he says, so the Gaon argues with the Mechaber. As Rav Nachum Rosenberg is going to points out that the Gaon Shita is that even as Chila She'ena Nikaris is possible, and he argues with the what? We'll see.
It's all about some share. Yeah, men don't care.
Yeah.
That was the last thing mentioned there. Second one.
Right. So we're going to see. We're going to see how what he's going to. So he's going to say a vort, and you really have to, you know, schwitz to understand what the Gaon was saying, because the Gaon, you know, he says a lot. He didn't waste paper. The Gaon. It's not like me. He was very, you know, good with the paper. The Vilna Gaon. So he says in one line, two lines, and he says, and then there's other people have to write volumes and volumes to try to understand what did the Gaon mean. So he says it like this.
Take a look.
In Tzadi Vav, Nike. Divrei ha-mechaber tamuhin. He says, the mechaber is tamuah. The harashba kosav l'shitoso. The svirlei kipeir sharash. Ha-lafib ma-shav kosav b'sif ha-kodim d'ein nifsal al-kein lo yishar mem so ha-zaf b'ke ha-gav n'posu. So let's say simple. He says like this, that the Mechaber had no right to quote this Rashba. Well, why? He says like this, because we learned the Machloikas before whether Zechila Lamala Mimem is a problem or not. So there were two opinions. So the official names of the two opinions, even though we didn't necessarily say it out, is the Rashba holds that Zechila L'mal Mem is a problem.
As long as it's in
cat. And the Rush holds Zechila L'mal Mem is not a problem. Because the Rush is the din in the shear. Right? So Zechila L'mal Mem is not a problem because you have your shear. And the Rashba says, no, even if you have your shear, it's going to be a problem. So the Vilna Gaon says, so Be'ikar Adin, the Mechaber Paskin, that what? Zechila, that's in Nun. Look at Nun. Mikveh shall make Shem Shanifrats, but mine Yosef there says, Himishobo Mem. So it's good. Right? Kosher. So the Mechaber Shita in Nun is that Zechila L'mala Mimem is okay. But it's all a din and shear. So the Rashba argues with that. The Rashba. So the Vilna Gaon claims. No, first, see, this type of Vilna Gaon is first we have to understand what did the Vilna Gaon think. Then you can tell me you don't think it's muchach to say what the Vilna Gaon said, which, you know, one could. You know, but first we got to give credit. He came before us, so let's try to understand what the Vilna Gaon meant, and then we could maybe argue with, you know. But the Vilna Gaon says that din of Zechila Mala Mimem is okay, right? So then, even Zechila, so that means that Zechila is only going to be a problem if it's what. L'mata mimem, right? The Rashba shita is chila mala mimem is a problem. So then, chila sheinu nikeres will be okay. But if you hold that chila is a din in the shear, that means it's a problem only what? L'mata mimem. So that any chila is going to be a problem. What?
The Svaras HaRashba is what?
So what's the Svaras HaRashba? So let me tell you over how Rav Aaron Kotler understood it. And then we can see how others understood it. Rav Aaron Kotler says, we'll see inside. He says, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Kotler said like this. There are two ways to understand why a mikveh has to be bashborim. I mean, we said the fancy way, you know. of the din of the shear, Gansa, you know, it's a din of Katafer, it's a din of the shear, that whole Torah that we said Thursday. But maybe you could say a simpler way, that a mikveh by definition, Shachter always says over, mikveh by definition means kovu v'kaimi. That's the definition of the word mikveh. It's kovu v'kaimi. You understand? So it's not a din in the shear. It's a din, whatever is part of your mikveh, whatever is mitzuref to your mikveh, it's nothing to do with the shear. Your mikveh is as long as your mikveh is. So if there's a part of your mikveh that's being zochel, so then your mikveh is not a mikveh that's kovah v'kaimi. So even you could say dal mihacha, right? You know, dal mihacha. I don't need that part of my mikveh, because that part of the mikveh didn't have to exist, right? Because I have my memsah. That part of the mikveh didn't even have to exist. But ma'isa, it's part of your mikveh.
You can still say you need
niketer.
That what
the hadar
of
zechilah
is.
Well, let's first see what the Vilna Gaon said, and then we'll argue. So Rav Aaron Kotler said like this, that if it's a din in the mikveh, so then he feels that, just like everything in the Torah, we convey everything al pi what's nira l'ayim, right? Whereas you don't have to, the Torah is not about microscopes and things like that. The Torah was given, you know, like Rav Henkin says, it was given to regular people. It wasn't given, like Rav Henkin writes in one place, it wasn't given to the scientists. It was given to the Hamonam, who's not necessarily big scientists and big regular people. And you look and you see, and, you know, and that's how all mitzvahs HaTorah are. So if the Torah is saying a din in the mikveh has to be kovu v'kaimi, so it means it has to be kovu v'kaimi from the perspective of what a person would see. But if you hold it's a din in the shear, so that's from the perspective of the mayim. So the mayim. The chiddush is if the mayim is it's on its way out, even though you have a little crack. So today it's okay, tomorrow it's okay, but come back in 10 months from now with that crack and see what you have. So from the perspective of the mayim, anything that's on its way out is considered not mechuber. So then, even if it's eino nikeres, that's how Rav Aaron Kotler understood the. If you want to see it here on page 11, he says like this. On the right column, the last word on the line is kasafti. Vabir kasafti kvar l'rav echad kach. The psul zochlim yesh beis tamim. The two reasons for the psul zochlim. Echad machakosav harivosh b'tshuva reish tzadi beis v'agro. That's the rivosh that we did last to it. That it's a din in the shir. That's a din in katafres. We tam denitzok v'katafres enu kibur. Kol zochlim have a katafres v'nitzok. V'chei chosu ashir the mem saw. Geen mayin en metayer bekal shu, metayer bezochen. Beis is mashahevia beis Yosef, b'shem Mordechai. The beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai in Perek Beis the Shavuos. The cause of Yikovu hamayim el mokom echad. Right, posting in Brachos. Yikovu hamayim el mokom echad. Geen hu perish mikvah. The kovu v'kaimi. Yikovu hamayim el mokom echad. It has to be b'mokom echad. Tam beis psul zchilo who the chaser b'shem mikvah, right? In other words, that is the shem mikvah. The beinu kovu v'kaimi. Tam echad ein zchil posul rak the chol sheholchim mispardim ze mizeh. Ach shegam ha'echer holek chaser prudim v'lo mitzdarfi. In other words, anything that's on its way out is considered disjoint, and it's not mitzdarf. For sovra gra, the head of the chil sheinu keres uragla tambeis the chasha b'shem mikva. He says that the chil sheinu keres is only works the tambeis. That's a chasha b'shem mikva. So you could say that, but if you can't tell, in other words, does it have a shem mikva now? So scientifically, you'll do a test. There's a crack someplace. You know, like my friend Nachum Rosenberg, he knows how to do it. He puts a dye in the mikveh, and then the dye will go where the crack is, and then he discovers where the crack is. That's how he, you know. So you do these scientific things. You can. You're a mumcha. You can find exactly where the crack is. But Lamaisa, from the perspective of a regular novice, it looks like it's kavu v'kaimi. So therefore, even if it's a zechila shein in the keres, it's okay. Because they're called the kavu v'loni keres zechilos and mikri mikva. It means zechila keres levatel shein mikva. Havalatam de nitzak v'kavus einu chibur. But if it's a din chibur of the mayim, is that possible afim lo tehein keres? Because then it's a the Zekuliyam Modu Dechilah by Nikr Lusheinu Nikr.
What did you do with the Rajah's plan about the Kaka Kulay Makalko? I mean, that seems like the Raya Shem of Chuva.
No, so the others will say Ach Mayin Ubor Sid. You need a bor sid. That's how they say.
So all these cases where people tell them in ditches was always a
right. There's only.
It's probably not, you know, or
well,
mine.
Yeah. Gam asvar kein he the iker he masha nenoktim mispardin einam star from the shear. So therefore, what he's saying is the mechaber who paskins that it's a din in the shear because he holds chila umal mimem. Is not a problem, so he should never have quoted this Rashba, because this Rashba is only the Rashba Lisitaso that it's a din in Tziruf, and the Mechaber. I mean, it's a din in not Tziruf in the Shem Mikvah, because he holds L'malam Mimem is also a problem, and that's how. So that's the Vilna Gaon's Taina. That the, in other words, if you, this Rashba was only meant Rashba Lishitaso, that it's a din, it's not a din in the Shir, it's a din in the Shei Mikvah. So the Shei Mikvah, it's Kovu V'Kaimi, and Kovu V'Kaimi is from the perspective of what I could see. But if it's from the but if it's a din in the Tzir of Hamayim, so then it's not a din in the Shei Mikvah, it's a din in the Tzir of Hamayim. So the Mayim is on the way out. Eventually, so then it's al pi din is not considered mitzurf. That's how the Rabbi Kotla understood the Vilna Gaon. Now one maybe could argue and say that even if it's a din in the mayim, you could say. I mean, obviously the Mechaber disagreed with the Vilna Gaon. He felt that he had a right to quote this Rashba, and it's not the Rashba Lishitaso. That even if you hold it's a din in the shear, but lemaisa, legabi the shear also if it's a new nikker, so then there is a tzirif. I mean, it's not like the Vilna Gaon is, you know, you could say it. I mean, it makes a nice shear. You could say it, but you like Rabbi Moyen is saying, maybe you could maybe it's not like oh he got the mechaber. You know, it's like this is the bomb kasha. There's no way out. It's a perspective that the Vilna Gaon has, which is, you know, that's what he said.
But what's the
right
at the top? What's the right at the top? The Shem Kippur is only by how does he know that? That
well,
his whole bar is that it's not a shibur because it's a katafras
and katafras. Right.
I mean, if he like, where does he know that katafras and katafras even if he cares? Like, where did that come from that he's assuming?
Because I guess the way I understood from what I was reading is that he's assuming that his Rav Asher's chiddush is that any zechila is a katafras, right? And he, I guess he felt that the svara is that anything, whenever you have two things that are going in opposite directions, even though right now they're together, but they're on their way out, so then they're not considered mitzuruf. It's like the Rosh Hashiva of Karen Biyadin used to say. It depends how you come to the yeshiva. You have to come to the yeshiva with the mindset you're going to be here for 3-4 years. It's different than when you come from the mindset that you're here for just a short time, because then your mind is already that you're out. So you understand? You mean it's a different mindset. that's what he would say. So, but getting back to the mikvah, so that's his approach. Okay, I'm not saying, as I said, you could say differently. I'm not saying it's not, you know, but the Chazon Ish, yeah, Michael.
If there's a din of sitting mayim, you have mayim dripping from a crack, and then mayim dripping from in. But that solves is always going to wind up having an issue, even though it's, you said it's sort of canceling the out, there's still not that serious. So since there's some water that's leaving, even though it's not going to ever wind up with last in this year, problem.
Say again.
If you have water constantly flowing in at the same rate that it's flowing out, would you say that?
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it.
How is this going to get to Lamala Mimem? I mean, he's saying it's called about Tayyip to Lamala Mimem.
Good, because if it's a din, if Lamala Mimem is okay, so that means it's a din and shear. So if it's a din and shear, so then, what's the word in shear? That when, so therefore the problem of the tzedek is only if it's lamata mimem, because the lamata mimem is okay no matter what, even if it's nikaris, it's lamata mimem because you have your shear, so it's a din in the shear. So if it's a din in the shear, it's shaykh to say that if you have a nekev lamata mimem and the water is coming out, so even if zeinu nikar, there's no chibur and therefore you don't have your shear.
So
the
Mechaber
who passed is like the Malam Mimem is kosher, so he should not be makil by his chila she'ein any
cares. And if I hope the Malam Mimem is kosher, it's because it's not
chila she'ein mikvah. So the Malam Mimem is right, because it was the mikvah has to be kovah v'kayim. So Mimela,
even what I don't need,
it's like the Shitas Rashi by Shia B'Miyat Basra. You know, you don't need the miyat basra, but if you do it, it's, you know, it's, you're right. In other words, there's shechitas Rashi that by shechita that you have to shecht the rov. Once you finish the rov, then you don't have to continue shechting anymore. You got the rov simen. But the shechitas Rashi is that even though I didn't need to finish it, but if I batch up the miyat basra, then it's possible. Even though I didn't need it. But if you have it there, so the same thing over here. You don't need the mikvah l'mala mimem. But if you have it, it's mitzuruf to the mikvah. And
is it like tzitzit she'en ha'ak when you're in the middle of a Shabbos and you're in the middle of the night?
Yeah, okay. We can get a lot of, yeah, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's cool.
Yeah. Now the Chazon Ish also speaks about this gaon on page 19. The Chazon Ish. So let me say it outside. Whenever the Chazon Ish says something, you really have to concentrate. Chazon Ish, nothing, you can't lay back with the Chazon Ish. You understand? So the Chazon Ish, the way I understood it, like this. He doesn't use the Rabban Kotler was more of saying like a Tudinim, you know, more of a, you know, classic. Lomdish way of Chazon Ish is saying like this. He says, why does the Rashba need, I mean, he says it in a different way, but you could, maybe it's the same in the end. And he says basically he holds that you have a zechila on top, so it affects the whole mikvah. So, but it's a little bit. So he says, but if it's niker, then it could be mashpia on the whole mikvah. But if it's ain't a niker, they're not. But according to the Rosh, he says it's a din in the shir, and he says like this, that really the only part that al pi din is called zochel is the part that's like coming out right now. So if you have a shear, even without that, then okay, maybe we'll hold for that. You can look at it. It'll get to take us too much time to, but let's work with Rabbi Kotler's approach. Okay. Now let's talk, Rabbi Osai, a little bit about what's called. The bottom line is the Vilna Gaon doesn't like it. Okay, he doesn't like it. But you know, it's interesting. The Vilna Gaon, you know, very often argued, and the acceptance of the Vilna Gaon was like after he passed away. Like in Vilna, he wasn't the Rav of the town, so he said you have to keep Shabbos, you know. But they didn't listen. The Vilna Gaon wasn't, you know, he was sitting in his little room there, and he had Talmidim. So his Talmidim, his Talmidim went to Eretz Yisrael, and then they took over. They took over, you know, Eretz Yisrael, Minhag HaGrah, and everything. But in Vilna itself, you know, he was just a person who was sitting the whole day learning. They still have his house there, right? People go to they're still there, right? You've been there? Who's been there? You've been there. Still there. Okay. So what makes something is chil and ikeres or chil and shein and ikeres? So there's a tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. I always say, the time somebody gets smichia, they should learn at least learn one tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. You know, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, you have to realize, was the posek hador. It's unfortunate because people, you see, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan is writing to an audience that outlives the yeshiva bachar's lifespan. You see, usually in yeshiva, so you learn up to a certain amount, and when you to stay to hurrah and super, you know, you have to be. So they're not holding by Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's tshuvas, by most people when they learn, leave yeshiva. In other words, when they're learning other achronim, so that's more for the yeshiva boys. And then when he's going to leave the yeshiva, so he's not going to be looking in these. But Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, his tshuvas were he was the Gadol Hador, you have to realize. I mean, you have to realize when the Mishnah Berurah gets asked for his sefer, he gets asked coming from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. You understand? And so that's and Reb Chaim Brisker, Shiloh from Yitzchak Elchanan was the. I mean, you know, Reb Simcha Zelig was with the shtot, the dying of the shtot. But if there was a big Shiloh, it was Yitzchak Elchanan. It's not in vain that they decided to name this yeshiva, you know, Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. You know, but you should learn a little bit of Yitzchak Elchanan. So he has a shita like this. That he says it's a kula. Okay. Page 13. We really should read the whole thing, but we don't have time. So let me tell you. He says a big kula. It's on page 14, really. I mean, we're not going to read the whole thing, you know, but look at base. The pshat loshen harashba v'ashulchan aruch mashma the ikur toloi im ein nira hazchila lamala mitoch hamikvah she maschelis k'sher. In other words, if you go outside the mikvah, you could see a leak, right? If you see you could see it, but you don't look outside. Look on top of go inside of the mikvah and look at the top. In other words, if you see something that's really running, you know, there's a massive hole, you're going to see the whole thing is diminishing, you could see it. But if you just look at the top of the mikveh, and it looks good, it doesn't look like anything is going, because how long are you going to be there for? You're going to be there for 10 seconds to look at it, right? In 10 seconds nothing's happening. If you look outside, if there's a leak, if you look from on the outside of the mikveh, you could see a leak right away, because you could see there's water there. You understand? But he says chila nikeres has to be niker in the mikvah. You say pshat loshen harashba. Mashu the ikar tolo im ein nira has chila lamala mitoch ha mikvah. She meschelz the ksher. Chenu pshat loshen the omru fish ein tchilos in the kers. Mashmosh pshatu the misha roes ha mikvah lamala. Einu makir im he meschelz. And then who said this to me? Oh, Jordan. He said that that's the Rash. Why does the Rash speak about that it's nifrats on top? Because that's we. Then you'll be able to see the schila. If you have a little crack on the bottom, chen.
Yeah. Come
out of the chen mora halosh and shekosev harash perikilchas mukmosh. Al had a note from his son Zochlin. Shekosev harash kum mikva she nifrats al sfaso. Kachosev harash on Mordechai. So then. It's a big hula because you could have a leak and you won't see it.
He's going against both sheets. He's holding it. Doesn't matter. It's not. There's no problem of share and there's no problem with the kula. He's being made on both of those.
Well, no. I mean, in other words, obviously he's not working with the Vilna Gaon. In other words, we're holding and.
Right. He's not working, and he's also holding the kula shen and he carries. It's not a problem.
Right, he's working with the Shulchan
Aruch. If the crack is below men, as long as you can't see it on the top, you're good to go.
Right, in other words, you need a bigger... The lower down you go, the bigger the crack has to be in order that you'll be able to see it by looking at the mikvah. Like Rav Gutman said, it depends also how big the... you know, you have a... Like Rav Gutman said, it depends if you have like a swimming pool and there's a little crack there, so you could stand there for probably an hour and you won't see anything, going on. No, he says from no. His whole point is from inside the mikvah. He says niras chil mala betoch ha mikvah.
It's not looking from the outside in.
There was you're looking in the mikvah.
Right.
There was
I'm
so that's
in the mikvah from outside the mikvah, not looking.
Yeah.
The top part of the mikvah.
Right. So
yeah,
meaning.
I see it moving, but I know this, and I see it moving on the top, and therefore it's not a problem anyway.
Right, so if we're going to be machmir l'malam imem, look, the Shulchan Aruch said l'malam imem is not a problem, but l'maisa the Ramah says yes machmir and feeling sharu, so yes lochus l'dvei milchatchila. So a lot of times, look, no one builds a mikveh today that's mem saw, because you don't build a mikveh b'revach. You don't just build it, because then the first person comes in, then you lose your mikvah. If you just, they'll take water on their body, and now you have less than no one's going to build a mikvah just like nothing Rosenberg said. Which the Gudasik is only when the person stays there, then it goes home, and then you're finished. Okay, so Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, his approach is. So is a very cool different approach in its chila and nikaris, because it has to be nikar from the yeah.
Why is there? I thought the Rashi said it doesn't matter if it's nikaris or not. So why does it matter if he says that it's on the top?
No. Again, we pass in Shulchan Aruch it has to be nikaris. That's the Rashi. We started the shiur off by saying the Gros says that it wasn't right for the Shulchan Aruch to quote the Rashba because it's only the Rashba Lishitaso Lagabi Mal Mimem, and he doesn't hold from that. But now, Acharei Kicholos HaKol, so the Gon is the Gon, but now we've got to go back to the Mechaber. And the Mechaber quotes this Halacha. So now we have to understand what is the Halacha that the Mechaber quotes.
Well, I thought the Rash said that even if it's not Nikar, it's still a problem, if it's tripping at all. The
Shulchan Aruch passed in that. So the Shulchan Aruch passed in the Chilani Keres.
So the Rabbi
Yitzchak
Elchanan is using the
Rash. Is explaining what the din is in the Shulchan Aruch.
He's using the Rash to explain it, even though we don't pass like the Rash.
What do you mean we don't pass like the Rash?
Because the Rash is that even if it's not in the Keres, it's a problem.
No. Even in the Keres is the Rash book. Those are two different people. You're confusing the Rash, Mishans, and the Rash. Okay, so that's the other approach is the Imre Yosher. And his approach there's a different approach. And I think his approach, you know, became a popular approach. It's hard to, you know, and basically, this is his shita, and others followed along with him. Imre Yosher was Rav Meir Arik, who was also from the Poske Hador in Galicia. He was the you know, the Poske Hador, Meir Arik, you know. Also a sefer that the regular yeshiva boy never looks at. But he was the Poske Hador, so you should, Imre Yosher. He says like this.
When did he live?
He lived not so long ago. You know, Rabbi Shore from Baropok. So he, I think, learned by the Imre Yosher. So, you know, from Bethel.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Shore was nifter not so long ago, and he was a man in his 90s, and he learned by the Imre Yosher. So, not too long, you know. And, you know, there was a big rav in Baropok, Rabbi Yisrael Shore. He was a European rav, knew to be a big darshan. As I one Shabbos morning, I woke up and said, "You know, I have to hear a drasha." He's a man is in his 90s, a famous darshan. So I walked. I already had it planned. I was going to walk to Baropok, a nice walk, and I eat and just to hear a Shore darshan. And this is not the Rav Shore that you guys have heard of, you know. This is a different person. This is from the Talmud from Rav Meir Arik. So I went, and then I arranged to eat lunch there, and then walked back later.
And the drasha was as good as the seven?
Yeah, it's good drasha. One day I'll tell you over the drasha. Hey. So he says like this. Very simple. Tzchila means that the water. No, none of this business about only looking at the top of the mikvah. Not from Yitzchak Kochan. Not from Yitzchak Kochan. He says tzchila means a flow. So this is very simple. You look at the mikvah, even from outside. How is it going? Is it dripping or is it flowing? If it's dripping, drip, drip, drip. That's not tzchila. That's tiff, tiff, tiff. If there's a stream that's coming out, even a little stream, that's a tzchila.
It's much more that from the Mishnah. I don't think Shah sons of Cholin.
Right.
It seems to say it's dripping, it's one thing, but it becomes a
Yeah. So that's the. He has a thing like this. Yeah, well.
Usually, in the Bosh Chana and Mishnah, I'm really referring to rainwater.
No, rainwater that becomes. So
I'm saying that the
it's a mikvah water that is.
All the water beneath it.
A mikvah water that's contained in one area.
I'm saying.
Right.
Literal translation of.
Right, and now it became. Right. Okay, so look at it. The cross of Higiani, Aldash, Shilosu, Mokum, Shaosu, Podorosu, Viro, will also Yofer, Kiamayim, Nichsarm, Fi Hamadid, Lachosha, Eric. Gimel Voitzol, as Rav Gutman pointed out to me, Rav Klein, 3/4 of an inch every hour was, as Rav Gutman and Rav Klein pointed out, was being mechuser from the mikvah. Ve'ein ha'zechil ha'nekeres klal b'toch ha'mikvah. Ve'gam lo chutzolo. So he says, it's ha'zechil ha'sha'ein ha'nekeres. So he says. So the key thing is on page 16 on the bottom here. Shegam mi shero hazechila zuin nikar lezechila klal keim sheinu zochel rak metaftev. And again, ikat tolei bekamotim zochel mamish or derech tiftuf. In other words, that's the way you tell. Is it a drip, 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 or is it a stream, even a little stream? That's what he writes on the page 16 on the bottom where the arrow is on the right side. Yeah. Now, with Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's way, even if it's going to have a stream, it won't necessarily be nikar in the mikvah. So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan is much more makel than the Imre Yosher. And if you look in the Beis Shlomo,
it's a funny notion to say that, because like Tefillah had Nikaris. I mean, is it Zochos or not? Like Nikaris means like it looks like it's going out, and not looks like it's going out. I mean, right. Water just means flow for tip. So just say, is it Zochel? Or is it like
Hanikeres? You're saying, I mean, you're saying there's two Zchilas. There's Zchila Hanikeres and Zchila both. You're saying this is not Zchila.
Right, you're saying that.
If you want to be so literal, unless you say it's all called a Zchila, but it's.
You're saying it's Zchila Hanikeres.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Not like.
I mean, you like Rav Yitzchak Chachan. You're loyal to the yeshiva. Yeah. He's loyal to the yeshiva. Okay. He's loyal to the yeshiva. We'll give you credit for that.
Isn't any crack in the mikvah going to be zochel?
What?
If it's in the mikvah, you can't tell that if it's dripping or it's going to stream out anyway because it's the bottom.
Yeah.
So
drip out.
It sounds like they're also. And one second. Yeah. And the Beis Shlomo. He writes the same thing on Os Aleph.
Does anybody say that the source of the definition of Zechila should be the Maya? They're not
usually noted. Right. So there's another Shita that I'm not saying today, that because that's a whole different packet, that argues with this whole premise. I'll just tell you today very quietly. And then we'll see it in a future shiur sometime. This shita, and we'll have to see who holds from this shita, holds that even zchil hanikeres is not a problem, and the only problem is if it's dumya demayim. That's what the Torah asked. When the whole thing is moving, then you have a hole, a small hole, a little big hole, but basically that's all okay. But as Rav Chaim Kalman Klein said to me, because he pointed out to me, there's a tshuva from the Knesset HaGdola in the Sefer Bar Yochai, who quotes, and I put it in a future pack, 10 Rishonim who hold like that. But he said to me, 10 Rishonim who hold like that, and it doesn't even make it as a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't even get a Yesh Om status.
Would they wish ever to be says that access to them?
Well, so we're going to see why he didn't and who these Rishonim are. So I didn't want to get into that, because today I wanted to focus on what's in the Shulchan Aruch. So today we saw the Shulchan Aruch, the Rashba, the Gra.
It sounds like that's how the Groin would hold the Das Das Rosh.
Oh, okay.
It's in the Beis Yosef,
or there's still a Shane Manizim.
Okay, yeah, so we'll see. I just want to finish up a little bit. So let me just tell you a couple of things here. There's a tshuva from the Mari Steif, Rav Yonison Steif. He was one of the big gedolim in Budapest, the big rav. And then he came to America, and it was a famous shul in Williamsburg. It was Adas Yireim. And Rabbi Teichner pointed out to me, you know, when he came to America, just like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, all they expected these people were to be a shamus and a shul. That's all Rabbi Moshe wanted, and that's all Rabbi Yonison Steif wanted. To be a rav, to be a gadol, you guys didn't grow up with it. I grew up, every shul, there were three things in a shul. There was the rabbi, the chazan, and the shamus. So you guys grew up, you didn't. Yeah, you know, Shamus was usually a European person who was like the Bal Korei, and he would send out the Yortzeit cards, and he would buy the Lulavim, and he would set up the Kiddush, and he would learn Ein Yaakov with the Balabatim between Mincha and Maariv. You know, this whole, that's who I grew up with you know, and it was usually a European man who was somewhat of a Talmud Chacham, but didn't necessarily relate with the, so he wasn't going to be the rabbi of the shul, but sometimes he was a bigger Talmud Chacham than the rabbi of the shul sometimes, but and that whole role basically in the generation we have that whole position, you know. So Rav Yonasan Steif, he only wanted to be the Shabbos. So the people who knew him from Europe were very upset that he should be the Rabbi Teichner pointed out. So that's why they started the shul, so he should be the Rav of the shul. That it shouldn't just be the Shabbos. So he says, he just says the Teich, he says on page 23. He says, the Inyan Schiele Shein in the Keres, last paragraph, Sheinu Mazik, he says, he thinks the Pshat is, why is Chila Shein and Nekeres Ein Mazik? He wants to say Pshat, that because in 24 hours it's going to diminish a little bit, right? A certain amount. But how long are you being Tovel for? It takes 5 seconds to be Tovel. So whenever it's Chila and Nekeres, you can be assured that in the 5 seconds you were Tovel, nothing really happened. And that's why there's a cool of Chila Shein and Nekeres. Okay. Okay. Now, let me tell you a couple of things here. Three things I'm going to say, and then we'll. Okay, there's a big shaila, page 24, and Moshe talks about, oh, there's the filter. Right? The mikvahs, some of them have filters. So the water sucks in, it gets clean, and comes out. So the general practice is that when women are being tovel in the mikvah, they shut off the filter. They shut off the filter. That's the minute. So what happens every once in a while, they forget to shut off the filter. Right. So the Rivasha Shita is, well, like the case I drew on the board. If the water's coming out, coming back, so Rav Moshe quotes this Rivasha over here on page 24, in the left column, Mitzad Zchila, Yosef notes that ein kam psul came in the boim la filter v'chozum m'komam, and that's the rivosh, that if it's going out, coming back in. So that's right, that we saw, we drew that picture when it's sliding, you know, it'll come back, versus when it leaves and it doesn't come back. That thing that we drew. So Moshe says, whenever it come back, it's not zchila. So even though l'chatchila
it's not natural.
Oh, so that's the difference. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says that maybe that was only meant in a case where it's natural. Because Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a whole tshuva here on page 20 and 21, you can look. He thinks if it's not natural, see, in other words, because you could have loads of water coming out of the mikveh one time, but an equal amount that's coming in the same time, so it doesn't, so you mean to say, so that's called the so he doesn't think so. So he thought that the rivash, you know, shouldn't be applicable to the to that case. And then Rav Abadi on page 25, and we'll see where he gets this in a future shir. I don't have time now to explain it to you. But Rav Abadi Shita is on page 25 that zchila means that the mikveh itself has a crack. But if something is sucking, the case in Rav Abadi was that he said, "Harbei shanim shaya ma'ase b'zeh b'lekut." The isha shetavlok shvar itzchiu lahafil as hamasheva. That the filter was on, and the woman was being tovel, and we paskin that it was okay, and Rav Moshe was masking with us. He writes here, on page 25, Rav Abadi, because he says that the concept of zchila is the mikveh is zochel, but if you're taking an external thing, and that's would be relevant. You see the case in Eretz Yisrael. I told you there was a case Friday night in Yerushalayim where the machine started sucking out the water. So Rav Chaim Kalman Klein said the Minchas Yitzchak was mitzadeh that maybe that could be okay, but in the end they were machmir and they tried to call every woman back. you know, they went through the neighborhoods in Eretz Yisrael with a microphone and a car, and to get everyone back to be Tovol again, because the mikveh was was being sucked out. It wasn't necessarily a filter, I was told, but you know, it was just to, you know, to.
Did we receive some shots?
It was Friday night.
They went on Friday night with the microphone?
What?
Yeah. They drove on Friday night with a microphone to announce.
No, they got a goy.
Oh.
They got a goy. They got a goy to drive the car, and then they went around to all the neighborhoods and they told them.
Must be perfect people, but.
Yeah. So So Rabbani thinks Mikra didn't. He didn't think the whole thing would be really a problem because it's not Zochel. Because the mikveh is a fine mikveh. There's no cracks. There's anything. But so the question is, he says the svara. The question is, where does that svara come from? That it has to be something, you know, in the mikveh itself. So we have to see. There's a shach about it, and where it comes from. But we're not going to have time now. And the last thing, two more things I want to say. The Masoris Moshe Chelet Beis, page 26, came in.
Even if it's nicker, because it's swimming pool, but that's filter, you don't notice the water. There's a little box, the water goes in it, and you don't really notice it.
Right.
Other than the sound.
Right. So this, those that don't know, the Sefer Masoris Moshe is a... Is the diary of Rabbi Mordechai Tendler's Shemush of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he was there every day for many, many years. And the stories, we'll have a couple of these. He tells exactly who, unless it was a private thing, then he won't write it, but exactly who called and what Rav Moshe's intonations were. Like if Rav Moshe said, "Nu," he'll write, "Nu." You know. So Rav Shmuel first, from Chicago, the Rav in Chicago, from the Aguda in Chicago. He's Tzilzel Biyom Shishi. It's funny they read Shishi with a Yud. I was once Masada Kedushin in Chicago, and it was on a Thursday night. So it was the Ksuba was day of Yom Shishi. And I just looked in the Madrich. And in the Madrich it spells Shishi with a two Yuds. So Rabbi first, I was in Masada Kedushin, and Rabbi first read the Ksuba. And after he finished reading the Ksuba, he came over to me and said, "Shishi is one yud." He's right, Shishi is one yud, but I just followed blindly the mind. So it's interesting that they have this name here, Shishi. Even though there's a Ksuba from the Stipler I saw, that the Stipler filled out with Shishi between. Okay, it's not Makif, like I first said, but... okay, just reminded me of that story. So Rabbi first called on Friday, and he asked that I should ask Rabbeinu, Rabbi Moshe, She'elah Shenogas Miyad. What's the question? The mikveh in town had a zechila she'ena nikeres. Kol apachas shatachak. And then all the closest mikveh was miles away. And Friday night, you're going to go to the mikveh miles away. It's not, no, you're talking, right. So the question is, could she go lechatchila in the zechila shel in mikeres, or should she wait till after Shabbos and then she could drive to the other mikveh? So Rav Moshe Paskin, if indeed that it's a zechila shel in mikeres, assuming the facts are true, then he said that Mikir din is kosher and she shouldn't postpone the mikveh. Interesting. No, that wasn't a shiur. Just saying how much it was. Yeah, it was only an inch. I mean, it was only an inch. Yeah, so it was a zechila shein nikeres, and so the question is, was zechila shein nikeres, you know. It's not, you know, the grower's machmir. Yeah, maybe, or it could be even this year. Okay, could be.
If it was a zechila shein in Karas, how did they know that it was
the same? The water level is going down.
Okay, one more thing I want to talk about. Mamash, it'll take me a minute to say, and then we'll. There is a machlokes haposkim. I'm not going to get into it now. There's a Mordechai on page 27 that seems to say that the whole psul's chila is only the rabbana, and the Bach says it can't be. And there's a chuvas chasam sofer and it's of chazanish. So it reminded me of something, and we'll see more. I made it more in a future packet. You know, they once asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Esrog HaMorkov, Rav Shechter likes to tell him the story. Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that it can't be an Esrog HaMorkov? In fact, there's a tshuva from the Saba Kaddisha that's okay. Where does it say? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, Esrog. It says Esrog. So if obviously it's Morkov, it's not an Esrog. So the same thing over here. In other words, there is this minority undercurrent of people that want to say Zechila is a psul d'rabban. So l'chori, you see the Rabbi Kotler's Mordechai. In other words, if you say that that's the mahus of the mikvah, that is the mahus, that it's kovah v'kaimi. So it's like saying, oh, that psul is only d'rabban. What do you mean that psul is only d'rabban? That's the ikar of what a mikveh is. Like Rav Shechter says, that's the definition. So that reminded me of that idea. So and the Chazon Ish, there's a tshuva we'll see in Bezer Hashem, that the Chasam Sofer has this whole yisod, and he wants a claim that several Rishonim say it's the rabbanon. Although it's the yukim, it's not. And the Chazon Ish got so angry that there's someone who, and you know, other people got so angry with the Chasam Sofer that there's someone who could entertain such a possibility that it's only the Rabbon and the Psul of Zechila. That's the Etzem Hadover. And so we'll talk about that more in a future shiur. But today when we discussed the main, you know, the Rashba's Chiddush and the Gros Taina on the Rashba and the Pshat in the Groh, and the Machlokas Achronim, what is Pshat in Zechila Shein and Ikeris, and these ideas, and Bez Hashem will continue. Yeah.
Would there be enough, I mean, if the subject is in the Bor Kavila or Geshem? In the Bor Geshem?
So that's going to be a different shear. Okay. We need a whole packet on that. So, okay, anyone who didn't get packet dalet from last time because it was chisaron hanikeres. What? Oh yeah, I'll give you vav. 1 second.